हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So how many kids do you have? Three. Okay, wonderful. So we're going to chant some auspicious mantras from Bhagavad Gita for her benefit. She is 2 years old and she's going to have her hair cut. So how do you spell the word home? That's hat. Home is H O M E. Yes. So chapter 15 is divided into 4 sections. And these sections have an acronym H O M E. So verses 1 through 6 discuss whether this world is a home or a hotel. What is the answer?
It's home.
It is. Now, it's home means you can stay. Can you stay?
It's hotel.
Now, when you go to a hotel, do you repaint the walls? Do you put your picture on the wall?
No.
Do you put new tile in the bathroom?
No.
Why is that?
Because
you know your stay is temporary. So similarly, this world, Krishna says, it is Ashwatthama. So Ashwatthama means a banyan tree, but it also has a different meaning. Shwa means tomorrow, and Ashwa, no tomorrow. Tam, that place that has no tomorrow. You cannot stay here. So the first part goes like this. Now you can follow along. Let me see your hands. Okay, so we're going to act out some of the verses. Urdvam mulam adha shakam ashvatam prahur avyayam chadamsi yasya parnani yastam veda savedavit. So there's a tree with its roots going upwards and its branches are going downwards, and it is known as a great banyan tree, and one who knows this tree is a knower of the Vedas. Adashchurvam. Adashchurvam. Prashita tasha shaka. Kuna pravidha. Vishaya pravaha. Adashchamulani anusantatani. Karmanu bandini, manushaloke. So it also has branches that are going down and up. Adashchurvam prashitashtasha, extending. And they're nourished by the gunas of the modes of nature. So you can take birth in different species of life. And there's also roots going, extending downwards as well. As going up, they're extending down as well. And these are bound by the karmic activities in the human world. Na rupam asyeha tato plabhyate. Nanto nachadir nachasam pratishta ashvatamenam suvarudamulam asanga sastrena Dradena Chitva. So you cannot understand where does it start, where does it end, where its foundation is, but one has to cut with the weapon of detachment. Tata padam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartande bhuyaha tameva chajam purusham prapadye yata praviti. Let's see your flute. Prashita purani. And thereafter, cutting that attachment, one should seek that place which you never have to take birth again. And there, and seek that person from whom everything has come since time immemorial. Nirmana moha. Nirmana. Nirmana moha. So let's do that. Nirmana moha. Jita sanga dosha. Adhyatma nitya. Can you do that? Vini vitta kama. Dwander vimukter. Sukha dukha sangher gachanti mudha paramavyamta. So one has to be free from pride, illusion, bad association. Be fixed in the eternal, adhyatma nitya, and be done with karma. Vandera vimukta, being liberated from these dualities of even happiness and distress. Gachanti mudha, the bewildered person, unbewildered person, achieves that eternal abode. So that is about H. And there's a little, one more verse. Natad basayate suryo. Nasha shanko. Napavakaha. In that place, there is no need for sunlight, moonlight, or fire, or electricity. Yatgatva, having gone there, na nivartante, never will you take birth again in this world. Tad dhamma, that planet, that space is my abode. So we actually have a real home to go back to, called Vaikuntha. Can you say that? Vaikuntha. What does Kunta mean? Kunta means distressful things. How many here like to get bit by mosquitoes? Do you like it? No. Is it distressing? Yeah. How many here like to step on thorns? No, it's distressful. So Krishna says his world is Vaikuntha, no distress. So that was letter H, home or hotel. Then comes, what's the next letter? O stands for over and over and on again. So what could that be? What happens over and over and on again? Yes. Okay. Shariram yat avapnoti yachchapi utkramatishwaraha krihetvaitani samyati vayur gandan avashayat. So one gives up this body and accepts another body, just like the air carries an aroma from its receptacle, avashayat. Now, what does air smell like? Does it smell No smell, huh? But if the air goes over a rose garden, how does the air smell? If the air goes over the garbage dump, how does it smell? Bad smell, yeah. But air itself is neutral. So, depending on what you associate with, we develop different types of consciousness. And that carries from one body to the next. Different conceptions of life. Utkramitam, utkramitam sitam vapi, bhunjanam, vagunanvitan, vimuda. How do we make, can someone make a donkey face? Vimudha, Krishna says, one who is like a donkey, nanupashanti, they cannot see the soul. They do not understand the presence of the soul. How it's living in the body, giving up the body, taking another body. Therefore, in America, are there many people who eat animals? But it's a horrible thing. But the problem is people are still foolish and they don't see the soul. Now, how old are you? 10 years old. Now, you're 10 years old. Can you tell me, is there a battery in that clock? Is there a battery in that clock? And how do you know that? Ooh, okay, there you go. So she's very smart. She knows the presence of the battery by its symptoms. She didn't actually have to see the battery. She knows simply by the symptoms. So how do you know the presence of the soul? The symptoms of life. So have you ever seen a dog alive? That means what's inside the body of a dog? Soul, yeah. So Krishna says, Vimuda nanupashanti. That person who is almost like a donkey, they cannot see the soul is there. And therefore, a lot of horrible things. People treat animals very bad because they don't see the soul. Vimuda nanupashanti, pashanti jnana chakshusha. But one whose eyes are with knowledge, they can see it all very clearly. Yatanto yoginas chainam pashanti atmavashtatam. Yatantaro akritatmano naina bhashanti chetasaha. So those who are practicing in spiritual life, they can see how the soul is there. Just like you can see how the battery is there. Because you're old enough to understand. So someone who becomes mature enough in their spiritual knowledge, they can see the soul is there. But those who do not have practice, then they cannot see even if they try. So that was letter O. What's next? M. M stands for maintainer of body, mind, and soul. Okay? Yad aditya gatham tejo jagat basayate kelam yach chandramasi yachchagno tatejo virimamakam. So the light of the sun that spreads throughout the entire solar system and galaxy, that light is spreading. That comes from me, Krishna says. That light of the moon, and even the power and fire, that comes from me. Now, can you have food without sunlight? No, you cannot have food without sunlight. Food is what, sunlight is what causes the vegetables, everything to grow. And even the moon, in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about how the moon helps vegetables to grow. Now, even Western scientists accept this fact in the Farmer's Almanac and other scientists have discovered that the presence of the moon affects the growth of vegetables, which is something discussed 5,000 years ago in Bhagavad Gita. So without sunlight, moonlight, you don't get good food. You can't get food at all. And without fire, you can't cook the food. Now, what if you already have the food? What? There's something else you need for that food to help you. So, aham vaishnavanaro. So, yadaditya katam tejo jagat basayate dikam yachrimas yachagdo tateja viryam gam avishyata bhutani daryaham aham ojasha pushtami choshadi sarva somabhutvarasatmaka. So, not only does he, by the influence of the moon, affect the growth of the vegetables, but he even causes the planets to remain afloat. Have you ever been on a plane before? Did you feel the bumps? Now, do you feel any bumps on this planet? Flying very fast? No. Advanced technology. Then, he says, aham vaishnavanaro bhutva praninam deham ashita pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvedam. So even if you have a delicious feast fit for a king with rabri, samosa, shrikhan, jalebi, sandesh, pera, gulab jamun. You like that one, huh? That chutney and samosa. Everything is there. Kheer. No, she's excited. Halaba. Burfi. So you take the halava and you put a burfi inside and then you wrap it in the puri and you dip it in the shrikhand and you take a bite. This is halava burrito. So you need something in order to enjoy that food, and that is the fire of digestion. Aham vaishnavanaro. Krishna says, I come and I give you fire of digestion. So if you had good food, but you couldn't digest it, then it would be no fun. Aham vaishnavanaro bhutva. And then, even to exist, there's something else you need. And that is, sarvaschachaham hridishanivishto matasmitiyajnanam apohanam cha vedeshta sarver. Aham eva vedya vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. So, sarvascha chaham hridi shanivishto. I am situated in everyone's heart. Who is situated in everyone's heart? Krishna, yes. And mata, from me, smitir jnanam apohanam, comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. What's your name? Do you remember? Okay, it's good. See, he's giving you remembrance. And then there's knowledge and forgetfulness. With these things, we need these things to exist. Vedesh Chasarvir, by all the Vedas, I am to be known. Vedantakrit, I am the author of the Vedas, Vedavit, and the knower of the Vedas as well. So that ends letter M. What's the next letter?
E.
E stands for essence. So here's the essence of the Gita. Dva imao purusha loke. Kshara kshara eva cha kshara sarva bhutani kuta kshara uchete. There are two types of persons in this world, in existence. two types of persons. One who is liberated and one who is conditioned. One who is fallible and infallible, or infallible and fallible. So liberated means a person truly understands themselves as a soul. And that's what we want to become, isn't it? And we're not liberated, we may think, I'm a girl. Do you think you're a girl? Yeah, that means you're not liberated yet. Because you're not this body. You could have had a boy's body in your past life. Or you could be in the Vaikuntha, you could be Krishna's gopa friend, a cowherd boy. But right now we think we're the car, when we're actually the driver inside. Like I have a blue car, but I'm not a blue car. Good. So that is called illusion, maya. So there are two types of persons, those who are liberated and those who are conditioned. The liberated people live in the spiritual world and the conditioned people live in the material world. Uttama purushashtvanya paramatmeti dahrita yo lokatrayam avisha vibharti avishvaraha. Now Krishna says, but besides these two, now what were the two? Two types of persons? Condition. And where do the liberated people live? In the spiritual world. And the conditioned people live? They're in the material world. Yeah. He says, Uttama. What does Uttam mean? The best. Uttamam purushashtvanya. There's the best person, and there's another, but he says Anya, he is different from these two. Uttama purushashtvanya paramatmeti dharita. And he is celebrated by the name Paramatma. We are Atma, but there's only one other? Paramatma. Yolokatrayam avisha, he is the one who enters all planets, and Bibharti avishvara, that controller who maintains everyone. So sometimes people will say, I am God. But Krishna is saying, no, no. How many planets have you entered and maintained all beings? None. He's saying, I'm doing that for all of them. So he gives a distinction. There's Anya, there's a different person who is the supreme. Yasmachara matitoham aksharat apichodam atosmi lokavedicha prahita purushottama. So he is celebrated in the world, in the Vedas, as that supreme person because he is beyond both the conditioned and the liberated. And therefore, prahita purushottama. Therefore, he is celebrated by the name Superman. Purushottama. What does purushottama mean? Superman. Yes. See, in Krishna consciousness, we have copyright of Superman and Lion Man, Narasingha. So then he says, Yomam eva samudo, one who knows this about me, Janati Purushottama, that knows I am the Supreme Person, sa sarvavit, he has all the wits, bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharat, and he fully engages in my service, iti guyatamam, this is a great secret of the Vedas. Idam ukpa mayanagan. You, Arjuna, you can understand this because you are without sin. Etat budva budiman shat krita krita bharata. And understanding this, you become wise and all your endeavors will know perfection. So this is the blessing to you that by understanding this, she becomes very wise. And all of her endeavors were no perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna. Are you ready? I think she's going to give a battle. I think so. She is ready to battle. She's a Kshatriya? Run? Okay, we'll see how much Brahmin she's going to be. Are she going to be Kshatriya? Shh. Well, thank you guys. It was very fun. Did you guys have fun? That's Bhagavad Gita. So when you get older, you can study Bhagavad Gita. Do you know any shlokas? So I said the whole thing from memory. You can do that too when you grow up. Jai! I saw you!